to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. As I'm sitting there, I had a few of my staff members there with me, and I'm sitting here, and they're watching me, and they can see steam coming out of my ears. And the feelings that you have when you know that all of this is totally fabricated, you go from anger, then you get disgusted, you try to control yourself to make sure you watch this thing all the way through. And I was listening very closely. And then when it was all over with, I said, well, I know what we got to do, because there's not an ounce of truth in all of these accusations.
Sounds like the gauntlet has been put down by Herman Cain, insisting there that he is not guilty or there isn't any truth to the harassment allegations. What say you? What think you? 800-510-8255. Put you in touch on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the state of Herman Cain's presidential aspirations. A lot of time for the whole business of sexual harassment is a story and conversation unto itself. So let's see what we have time for as far as your input is concerned. Let's do a review of some of the things that have been on television and on radio so that we can get the gist of all of this. Starting off with John Scott here talking to Karl Rove, Karl Rove is on Fox all the time, and he is not a supporter of Cain because he's a supporter apparently of somebody else. And they go to him because he's there. And he's happy to talk about all of this stuff for fairly obvious reasons. Here he is, anyway, with what he thinks about how Cain ought to handle this.
You are not advising Herman Cain, as far as I know, but if you were, what would you tell him to do about this latest accusation?
Well, let's set the frame here. There's a new Gallup poll out that says that 53% of Republicans believe that these charges are not true. However, most of those people say it's probably not true as opposed to definitely not true. And 35% say these charges are true. And again, most of them saying probably rather than definitely. So we got a very fluid situation here. We got roughly one out of every six people saying these are definitely true, and one out of every four saying they're definitely not true, and everybody else up for grabs. So, look, I wish he could get in a Wayback Machine and go back to last week and come out when the first two charges came out about the women who had worked at the National Restaurant Association, where he said there are reports that exonerate me. If he could have urged the National Restaurant Association to get those reports out, because that would have given him a firewall. If those reports exonerate him, as he says they do, then he could have said, look, I know these kind of charges are going to proliferate in a campaign, but as you saw, with these charges went filed by women, and at the time we're investigating and found not to be true. Now it's getting difficult because we've now got four women. We may have a fifth woman who are making these kind of accusations. And, he's got to be very straightforward as to what happened and why. And I think he's got to reiterate. He's got to call on the National Restaurant Association to release the reports, redact the names, protect the women's security who made these privacy, who made these complaints originally, but get them out so that he's got something that he can point to besides simply standing up there and saying, believe me. Because, look, over time, this is only going to get worse for him until he gets something that allows him to have a backstop to say, don't just trust me, trust other people who looked into this.
A lot of the evidence in these cases, though, is a little thin. This woman, Sharon Bialik, only worked for the Restaurant Association for 6 months and apparently was already out of that job when she had this meeting with Herman Cain that she says resulted in him behaving inappropriately. I guess it's the constant drip, drip, drip of accusations rather than the evidence behind them that's hurting him so much.
Credibility matters here, and Gloria Allred, while she is a Democrat and a liberal Democrat and openly so, nonetheless has been involved in a number of high-profile cases like Tiger Woods and others where the charges have been borne out. So this gives Ms. Bialik's charge accusations a little bit of credibility, and that's what we're talking about here is credibility. How does Herman Cain, who right now is, maintains a majority support, 53% of Republicans say these are not true, but 35% say say they are true. That's not a good place to be. And the question is, how does he staunch the decline, and what kind of a firewall does he create that gives people confidence that if there are other charges like these, that they're not true? And I hate to be a Johnny One-Note, but I think the best thing to do is to ask for the release of these National Restaurant Association reports, Ed, that he says exonerate him. And if they do, that'll help give him credibility to say, I know I'm in a campaign, I know I'm a high-profile person, but you know, you can have confidence that other people, third parties, have looked at these and found these original charges to be wanting, and that gives you confidence that these others are not true.
All right, so that's Karl Rove on the situation. I'm looking at a headline here from the Washington Post. Cain calls latest allegation baseless, bogus, and false. Vows to stay in the race despite harassment accusations. Why would you get out? I guess there would be a problem with a lot of women in terms of who would vote for you and why. But he is directly confronting these now. I did not know, and I, for the first time hearing, that's one of the great things about this format, in all the things that I've come in contact with regard to this, I didn't realize there were reports from the Restaurant Association that exonerate him. They say he didn't do all of these things, and they investigated it. So Washington and politics and controversy and news reporters and folks all over the place, all over this. The sad thing is that the real issues, and not that this isn't a real issue, because it is an issue, but the issues that were part of the discussion early on have seemed to evaporate, and now everything is focused. Now, he gets all the attention, he gets all the headlines, all the rest of those who are running are just there kind of looking goofy. Meanwhile, Chris Christie is all over New England endorsing Mitt Romney, and there are, I don't know how much other activity there is with some of these candidates, but the bottom line is that the sexual harassment accusations are the number one thing on conversation radio, number one thing in the news media, number one thing the politicians are talking about, and so that's one issue. If he's that kind of a guy, then chances are that you don't want him as a president. But if it's real, that's the question that seems to be on everybody's mind. Is it real? You don't know, and I don't know. That's the problem. We have these people who are going forth. If this lady hadn't hired Gloria Allred, God bless her, then you'd have thought, okay, maybe there is some of this. But Gloria is always on to these showboat things, and that makes it difficult to find where the credibility is. Isn't that, do you think that's true? And don't get me wrong, I know Gloria, like her a lot, but she's never seen something like this that she didn't want to jump in front of and get involved in, one way or the other. Is it true, and how does it work? And in terms of sexual harassment, what is that really all about anyway? I've certainly winked at women, and I haven't groped anybody that I know of. I say that facetiously, of course. I know you'd know if you did it, but what constitutes that kind of a thing in one person's mind or another? Where is this woman coming from? What's her background? Why did she move from job to job? All of this stuff. It's sad because we are not talking about other issues here, but maybe it's important to get to the bottom of the root of what this guy is really all about at this point in time. He snaps a lot. And that I don't like at the news media. That's something, as bad as the news media is, you got to keep your cool if you're the president. 800-510-8255, as the Cain allegations continue to be on the top of the conversation heap on the countdown.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. 21-21. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800-510-8255. The ladies on The View talking about Herman Cain and this woman that has accused him, and basically how he responded to it when he was on with Jimmy Kimmel.
How many are there now? Four?
There are four,
wow.
Four women.
Not an
saying.
Ounce of truth. He's been in Clinton territory now.
Was this one of the women that had signed the confidentiality agreement?
No, she was not. She was not. She's a separate person. No, she. I don't think she did.
Is her name Sharon Bialik? Is that who this
yes.
is?
Yes.
A woman
yeah.
of the
yeah.
four.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, this will... I think it will end up sort of affecting him long term if these women keep popping up. Now, the date if these allegations are not true, it actually is a disservice to women who are facing sexual harassment
yes,
currently. So we have to be careful. But whether or not they are true or not, that we're going to see some numbers changing in the polls.
You
I
know,
think.
What's interesting.
Where he's already had like a 10-point drop.
Did you follow what she said he did?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
But she was in
hear.
A car with him, and
right.
he stuck his hand under her skirt, and took her head and put it down by her crotch. That's
allegedly.
Pretty forceful.
I mean,
so to me, excuse me, that is an assault. That is not harassment.
Right.
That's
well,
assault.
That's
harassment
true,
is in the world. Well, if it's true, I
you're
said
right,
allegedly.
You're right. I hear you. I actually
that
think
is, it's close to really.
No,
it's
I'm interested in
violently alleged.
You know, usually around this point, the candidate's wife will come out and either stand by him or
say something. She
changed her mind. I know she was going to speak on a TV show, but she didn't. So I'm really interested to see
well,
what
this story seems. You know, I mean, what knocks me out is there's never just one person that comes out. One person comes out, then 55,000 people come out, and then you have to sort of figure out who's there to get attention, who's there because something actually happened. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
But he's going to be holding his own press conference later today. But this woman made her accusations on camera with high-powered attorney Gloria Allred by her side. So does this take things to another level? I guess
well,
is the question.
What I'm with Tiger, I'd rather screw around and be mad at Al Qaeda than Gloria Allred, okay? This woman is tough. She's coming on my show later. I want to ask her a lot of questions because I think that she's being targeted instead of Herman Cain. Now everybody's blaming Gloria Allred.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The day of the firestorm of these accusations, we had the highest fundraising day online in the history of this campaign, and it has not stopped. The American people are saying, we are sick of gutter politics, and it's not going to work. And they basically said that they're sick of it with their money. That's the most powerful way that people can say that they're looking for a new voice and a new type of leadership.
All right, so does this fix anything, all of this? Is this about what Herman Cain has suggested, a way to derail him because he's becoming so popular? But money is flowing in. 24 past the hour, we're talking about Herman Cain and the accusations against him. First, Dory Munson, Jake Skorheim, and Jessica Gottelsman talking on Munson's radio program about the press conference.
That was strong.
That's pretty good what he said.
Well, it was good because, first of all, he categorically rejected everything.
Oh, well, he's been doing that.
And then he gets back to the point of the system's broken and it's corrupt and good people get flushed out because of false accusations. And I'm sorry, Jessica, if you believe this woman and her accusation, she sounds like the phoniest person. She's got two bankruptcies. She's never held a job more than 2 years. She gets fired from every job she has. She's been a gold digger, according to the Chicago Tribune this morning. I don't know how anybody can say she's credible.
Huh.
And you think she is?
Yeah, I do.
Based on what? And she's gone. Gloria Allred.
That is a pretty big mistake.
She's not the first to come out. He may have a pattern. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And you know what? I believe it.
I'm going to ask you guys very quickly, how does Dory and Jessica feel? Because I know how Jake Skorheim feels about him talking in third person.
I hate that. Jeez, I hate that.
Isn't that annoying?
Jimmy on Seinfeld.
This is a
Jimmy,
weird thing about
him.
That's
what he sees.
I've actually noticed this lately. The more these scandals have been popping up, just this last week, I didn't notice him referring to himself in the third person, but just this last week, it's like he's distancing himself from himself.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a wise decision.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
Now, the third person thing is really annoying when anybody does. Yeah, I'm with you. Dory hates that.
Jake does not like it.
No. Okay, so there you go, Herm K. It was strong. I thought that was a strong speech. It was dumb to let his attorney stand up there at the beginning. I think Herm Cain's got way more credibility than his accuser. Jessica disagrees.
I disagree.
And we'll find out one of these days. Maybe.
Maybe.
But maybe not, because it was two people in a room, and I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere.
Can Herman Cain salvage his campaign? Here's a clip from another talk host.
Do you think there will be more women surfacing? And wasn't it just a couple of days ago he said he'd answered all the questions he was going to answer on this, and then last night he's on Kimmel, and now he's holding a press conference?
Yeah, I think this is a part of how he has bungled this whole scandal thing. Bill Clinton, who was no stranger to scandal, always managed to handle it quite well, especially during his campaign for the presidency in 1991 and 1992. And he had a sort of crisis management style that worked well with the media environment then. Herman Cain's been a step or two behind this every part of the way. He keeps saying it's done, it's over, he's not going to answer any more questions, he's going to stay on message, and then, as you said, he starts talking about it again. So it looks like he's going to do it even more tonight. To answer your question, I'm not sure if any more women will come forward, but I think it actually doesn't matter at this point. The narrative has already begun to be set in voters' mind, especially now that one has come forward publicly. It's not behind the anonymous cloak of the cloak of anonymity in some publication, but actually on TV, coming forward, making these accusations of sexual harassment, and I think that's really going
to
hurt him.
Is this essentially his last chance to save his campaign?
I'm not sure if it's even salvageable anymore, to be honest with you, because I think when those key conservative voters start looking at this and then they begin to remember some of his other problems. He flip-flopped on abortion, first saying he was 100% pro-life and then saying, well, maybe it's really up to the family to decide. He was unsure whether China had nuclear weapons or not. Of course, they have had nuclear weapons since the 60s. It begins to erode the sense of confidence in not only his values, but in his ability to be commander-in-chief.
All right, the callers on this whole thing coming up here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more, and together we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge.
If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour of this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. We are reviewing Herman Cain's situation, the sexual it's harassment that basically is the bottom line of whether he's qualified or not, it appears now. Is it a blip on the radar screen or not? What do you believe? Shirley thinks it's a stretch to believe that all these women are wrong.
I see a slant here because it's a Republican. It probably is not true. The woman was credible. She was credible. This man has not answered truthfully regarding the other allegations yet. It's four people are wrong. Everybody is wrong except him. That doesn't make any sense. He didn't remember. Now he suddenly remembers. She was the height of his wife. Is that making any sense to anybody?
800-510-8255. At the heart of this Chicago homemaker, Sharon Bialek, single mother, lays out in graphic detail the alleged encounter with Mr. Cain. It was 12 years ago now, and her words effectively changed Cain's strategy on this. Good idea to continue to focus on this. Is it real? Pat, New Jersey, what do you think?
I worked in the commodity industry in the early 70s and for a commodity exchange. And years ago, let me tell you, women were paid actually 25% more to be in that industry. Things were very tough. But I never had a problem I couldn't handle. And I believe that certain jobs offer certain people. If you cannot handle the pressure or the insanity of some jobs, trading environments, things like that, then you should work for a library. Let me tell you something. When the pressure's up, these guys don't care who they're talking to or what they're saying. They don't even know half the time what they're doing. Things got really crazy at times, but I was never in a situation in years in that industry before sexual harassment, you know, before I would have been able to claim sexual harassment in those days, that I couldn't handle. I always, and I'm 5 feet tall and tiny. I mean, it wasn't like I beat them to the floor. It was just a matter of holding your ground, and that was it.
Women need to be strong and capable of holding their ground in order to avoid this. Boys will be boys, men will be men. Herman Cain and Arnold Schwarzenegger compared in an op-ed piece in the L.A. Times. There's a refresher course here. Cain and Schwarzenegger hit with these allegations. Schwarzenegger had serious sexual impropriety charges against him in the middle of his campaign. And given his M.O., probably guilty of them. Voters forgave him. He was easily elected governor in 2003. Could the same thing happen now with Mr. Cain? 800-510-8255. The charges don't seem to be well documented. They certainly aren't as well documented as those against Schwarzenegger, but they may be uglier because he's accused of making unwanted advances toward these women at the National Restaurant Association. And if it's true, it could be a gross abuse of power. Only the participants know what's true, though, and that's what's so hard about this. Jack in New Orleans thinks the Dems are behind this.
I think this thing, though, with Herman Cain, I think this is just stoked by the liberals, the Democrats, the liberal press. If he would be a white cop or a light-skinned black, you wouldn't hear anything about it. But they do not want a conservative black man, particularly a dark black man, to do anything.
With the nation's attention focused on Cain's old sexual harassment charges, scrutiny of his 999 plan is stalled. And so are all the other things that need to have attention. The problem with this is, if it's true, it's serious, and in my mind would disqualify him, even though I think a lot of his values, a lot of his ideas are good. I was about to say the important stuff, and that's not really right or true. Things that have to do with finances and have to do with the economy and jobs, which is number one, all are being pushed out of the way for discussion of this. But you want somebody who has character. The whole business that Bill Clinton was involved in all these things before, that's been recounted here, that discussion. Does it make a difference in the handling of this because he's black? 800-510-8255. Here's Emma, who appears to be getting tired of this.
I am emotionally upset by the calls that ultimately blames the woman. So the question of has society or the world that we live in changed and their attitude changed about women being harassed in the workplace, obviously by the calls even from women blaming the women. It's what they wear. It's how they present themselves. They need to be more vocal and be taking a stand. Well, I've experienced sexual harassment. I've never reported it because I felt that I removed myself from the situation. However, I don't think blaming the woman is appropriate. And it happens. I was listening to Herman Cain. I am not a Republican. However, I'm not happy with the direction of the government and the way it's going. So I am considering voting opposite of my party this year. So I just feel that the way we're astracizing this young lady who's come forward to say that this happened without even hearing all the facts. I don't know whether she's telling the truth or not. However, I think she should be given an opportunity to express what she ever has to express.
Everybody can become a star. You can write a book about this stuff, make some money. She's been broke a couple times, so who knows? Again, what is the motivation is always the key, it seems to me. 800-510-8255. Connie is in Maryland with beliefs.
I'm 35, so I grew up in the age of, you know, Bill Clinton and Paula Jones and Monica Lewinsky. So I think, I mean, in my lifetime, there have been great advances in addressing sexual harassment. The thing that I don't like about this new accuser of Herman Cain, and I wasn't going to vote for him anyway, but I'm very upset by it because I don't believe the young lady. I'm calling her a young lady nicely, but I don't believe her at all. I'm sorry. This is a crime. What she's accusing Mr. Kane of is, you know, it's a felony. It's not, it's beyond just, you know, gestures and talking. This is something that, you know, he could have been prosecuted for at the time.
All right. 800-510-8255. Here's David in Tennessee. Go ahead, David. You're live on the countdown now. Hello. All right. We have David. Can you hear me? Apparently you cannot hear me. All right, let's try Linda and see if that works. Go ahead, Linda. All right, Linda's got her radio up. Please, when you're calling 800-510-8255 or any other talk radio program, I'll step aside here and talk about talk radio and the nuts and the bolts of it. Whenever you call, you want to be on the air on any program, you have to turn your radio off. There is a delay, and if you leave it on and you're listening to yourself, you will, you know, you want to be a star. I understand that. But you can't be a star, leave your radio on, and be on the phone at the same time. It doesn't work. As you heard there, there's a delay. It causes confusion, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we'll leave this at this point and move to the Penn State scandal. That's up next here on the countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about servicing your car and yourself. All right, when you get an automobile, you always get that pamphlet and booklet that tells you about maintenance, the oil changes, the rotation of the tires, and everything that you look at the inside of that car that's going to make it very powerful and long-lasting. And most of us, of course, always keep that schedule. But do we keep the same schedule in maintaining our life? Do we keep the same schedule in maintaining our mental balance, our physical balance, and everything that goes into making our lives powerful and long-lasting? We should always take a lesson from the maintenance of our automobiles and maintain ourselves the exact same way. Give ourselves checkups. Make those changes that we need to change. Make sure that each and every time that we put our feet on the floor, we get the powerful individual that we are because we maintained it, we deserved it, we move forward, and we purr. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it later in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
800-510-8255. Moving on to yet another scandal at Penn State, State College, Pennsylvania. One of the great names in football for decades has been Joe Paterno, now overshadowed for this business, the He's had this job for 46 seasons. The Board of Trustees, however, at the school, is backing away from him. His support with the trustees is considered, quote-unquote, eroding. The news conference, the ongoing legal circumstances, the Board of Trustees promising a thorough investigation. The indictment is of former defense coordinator Jerry Sandusky. It's a sexual abuse scandal, and two university officials have already left. They supposedly involved in the cover-up. Nothing yet that I've seen points to Paterno, but it's hard to say how far this goes. You agree? 800-510-8255. Here's how David Bloomquist, who's a host on a station, I think in Pennsylvania, talking to Lance Mule, who played football at Penn State under Paterno and Sandusky.
When you first heard about this, the allegations, what were your initial thoughts, and what are you thinking at this moment in time as this thing continues to just snowball?
I think I was just shocked. I just can't believe it. But it's crazy.
Sandusky was your defensive coordinator. What are your memories of him? What kind of a guy was he like? And did, I mean, this is, it's an unfair question, but it's not in a way of character-wise. You were around this guy for 4 years, 5 years, however long. Did you ever see any character flaws? Was there any inkling whatsoever that would justify these charges that you saw personally?
No. No, he was probably the most positive, energetic. I never heard him curse in 4 years. I mean, he just was everything was good about him. He was just a good person. That was the, you know, that's what I left Penn State with, and he's a heck of a football coach on top of it. He's very humble. I mean, it was, I couldn't find anything wrong with him.
You know, we all know people who, you think you know somebody, and then something happens, and you're scratching your head, and we've all made the comment, I never believed that so-and-so could have, you know, did what they did. He's not been proven guilty as of yet, but the evidence is mounting, and it's not looking very good. Are you sitting back right now just bewildered, stunned? Would that be the proper word?
I think so. I think it's just, you know, my wife and I both knew him, knew his family, went to visit him after I went to one football game up at Penn State. You know, it just, I think we both were kind of sick to our stomachs all day yesterday.
In terms of other scandals, this sort of dwarfs others in college sports. Paterno is 84 years old. Is it time for him to go anyway? The story of Sandusky, he was 30 years at Penn State. He retired in 1999. He's 67 years old now. The athletic director, other people, they don't know where to go. They don't know what to say. They don't know where to hide, it would seem. Here is another radio host named Chris Conley talking about Paterno, fact that he's 84, and perhaps now it's time for him to hit the road.
This morning, some thoughts about football coach Joe Paterno, who has led Penn State's team for 44 years and has always run a clean program. But yesterday came this news report. Former Penn State football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky stands accused of sexually abusing at least one young boy. His attorney claims his client is innocent. The sex scandal has prompted the university's athletic director and senior vice president for business and finance to step down. Both have been charged with perjury and failure to report abuse. A campus police official says that Joe Paterno knew of the allegations and didn't do enough to report them. Now, I have no way of knowing if the story is true. I know this. Paterno is 84, and someone else is ultimately in charge of day-to-day football operations at Penn State. There is no way that a man of his age, as active and as healthy as he may be, is running a major college football program. I also have this observation. Joe Paterno has done almost all of his coaching this season from the press box, not from the sidelines. And when the TV cameras are on him, he's almost always sitting alone without headphones on. As best I can tell, he's not in communication with his players or other coaches during the game. So by what stretch of the imagination is he coaching?
That's an interesting question, yeah? 51 after the hour.
a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. It is an amazing thing that these sexual harassment things come up as they do and how they do. My question is for the person, and there can be a good answer. Sometimes people are afraid to come forth and face their accuser. Is that the case with this fellow? Is it Sandusky, however you pronounce his name? I don't follow football much. I certainly know who Joe Paterno is. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to look at some of the news out of State College. His tenure, according to the local sources, local newspapers, et cetera, will soon be over within days, certainly within weeks, because of this sexual abuse scandal. He's not implicated in activity, but he is implicated, where the suggestion has been made that he knew what was going on and he covered it up. Much like we hear when the bishops or the cardinals, Boston's a good example, Cardinal Law, covered up, completely knew what was going on. The pedophile priests completely covered it up. And instead of him going to jail, he was sent over, they got him out of town, sent him to Rome, and that's where he sits. So there are ways. Paterno, if you're a football fan, is practically a god in college football circles. So does that excuse him from his handling of this, or is it just handled the way it's handled because that's the way the good old boys handle it? Which isn't, that's not right. But then you have these blurry lines, okay? Again, why is it taking so long for this fellow? He was, this was, what, 2002 apparently? So 9 years ago, sodomized by this coach. How do you know? I mean, you can ruin, these accusations can be made against anybody and you can ruin somebody's life. And then they're not proven. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Where there's smoke, is there fire? 800-510-8255. Here's host Bob Durgan talking to one of his callers about what Paterno and the coach Mike McCreary did or didn't do when they knew about this abuse going on.
What would you do if you saw a 58-year-old guy raping a 10-year-old boy in a shower, and you're the only one there, and you're witnessing it? What would you do? Would you run up and intervene and then call the police? Or would you just turn your back, go home, tell your daddy, and then tell your boss the next day? What would you do? What would you do if it was your own son? Mary, go ahead. You're on the air.
You're absolutely right. What would I have done? I was abused as a kid. So I know I'm reading this grand jury thing, and I'm just boiling inside. And it is sad that Mr. McCrory did not do anything to help that child. That child was scared out of his mind, and he needed someone to rescue him, and he was not rescued. I hope and I pray to God, this is a terrible thing to have come out, but in a way, I'm glad it came out, because Mr. Paterno is a god up on PSU. But there is a greater God that's watching all of this. And I hope for the sake of the future children, and I commend those who have been abused that are coming out. Do not be afraid, because when you come out, you are being courageous to help those who may be in the future or are struggling now to just cope in life. This is a sinful behavior. It needs to be ceased, and it will take an awful lot of prayer, an awful lot of guts, and I think President Stanford and Coach Paterno, if they want to help, if they can find it in their heart to humble themselves, if any of their children had been abused, how would they have reacted? I don't think they would have waited 10 years. We live in a wicked, shameful, behavior, and people don't want to talk about it. It's too hard. It is shameful. But when people are dying, and it goes on to the next generation and the next generation, and families are quiet about it, it has to be stopped.
Hard to argue with that caller. Mike in Bradenton, you're on the air, sir, on the countdown. What is there about this not working here? Let's try Pam in Amherst, Virginia. Hello. All right. Michael, I think you're going to do a little work on our system. I apologize to all those people on the phone. Let me try one more and see if it works. Bill, can you hear me? Bill cannot hear me either. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, because I'm sure we had some good comments. The Penn State circumstance, Joe Paterno, Jerry Sandusky, Mike McQuarrie, what is this all about, and how does it get resolved? Not easily and not quickly, probably. You think there isn't politics afoot here? All these people that think playing football is the most important thing in the world, college football, they're going to be working to try to save the reputations of all these people. 59 past the hour on the countdown.